The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Hey, happy Monday. It's Monday. Did you know it was Monday? Yeah, you know it was Monday. It's like, what day is it? Where am I? What's going on? You got this. I swear to God. This is what happened. Yes, I see the phone calls all there. Frank is here. Albert's here. Debbie's here. We are here for you. Thank you, Debbie. We got everything locked and loaded. Stephen Moore is going to join us. We're going to talk about the economy when we will be back. Dr. Betsy McCoy, she is an expert on infectious diseases. How do you stop this? How do you flatten this curve so it stays there and just goes away? All right. And Liz Klayman is with us too from Fox Business. I gotta tell you. So I'm watching. I'm trying to catch up on television. I don't ever get a chance to watch TV at all anymore, except for the news, right? And I always watch. I tell you about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever it is in the afternoon. You start prepping for the morning show, and you start checking out online. And then you got to read this, and then you got to watch something on the news. Oh, somebody's, and you got to check out all the news networks. It's just exhausting after a while, right? So I said, well, it's Saturday. I don't have a show. Let me check out. So then I'm going to sound really old here. But you know why? Because I am really old. So I go to Netflix. Everybody's talking about Netflix, all these series on Netflix, and I'm not seeing anything that really catches my fancy, honestly. So then I see World War II in color. Now, if that's not the sign of an old guy, I don't know what it is. But you know, my pop fought in this war. So I have an understanding. A love of history in that regard during the Second World War. So I start watching Netflix, right? And I'm watching this now, World War II. It's spectacular. I gotta tell you, everybody should be forced to sit down in schools. You know, they don't know about World War. They talk about Vietnam and how bad we were. Everything's how bad America was. You gotta see the greatness of this country, the absolute greatness of this country, you know, in watching this documentary. So I'm watching it, and then I watch out how it unfolded. And even before we got into it, before Pearl Harbor, what happened in Britain and how Winston Churchill stood up against Hitler. But you got to watch. It's like the late 30s, right? And Hitler starts to take over. And if you watch it, my jaw dropped as far as how into Austria. And then, of course, he pushes into Poland. You know, this is all. And then that whole Third Reich just went over into Norway. They took over Norway. And you say, how in the name of God did that happen? And then Britain declares war on Germany because of this. Hitler starts to it. That takes over Paris. There's an armistice. There's not even like a fight in Paris. The Nazis are walking the streets of Paris, France. You watch this and then it goes into how we ended up getting into it and how the Japanese, how they were fighting with the Chinese. We helped the Chinese out. Long story. I won't bore you with it now. But the fact is, if we made it through that as Americans, if we made it through, that was the end of time. And then I saw another story, and I just had to tell you, I was thinking about you as I'm watching this stuff. There's another film that caught my eye, and it was called Conspiracy with the great Stanley Tucci, who I just love, you know. And it's about Nazis coming up with the final solution, doing away, and I'm being kind here. When you watch this, you can't believe it, with the whole Jewish race in Germany. How in the name of God in our lifetime? You know what that is? That's recent history. And you want the Nazis, and that's what this film was about. And it was a horrible subject matter, but it had to be. The story has to be told. how they just said, okay, this is what we're going to do, how we're going to do this, and how where we're taking, how they made Auschwitz and Treblinka, and how they did all these death camps. Oh, my God. They came up. They sat around a table, and they talked about this. This, if we made it through that, that was, to me, the most evil of times. How they went there. And then how the Japanese, the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, all the red flags that we missed, how it happened. And yet we, as Americans, and why I would suggest watching this Netflix series about World War II, it shows how great we are, how great we were, Americans, how we, the United States of America, saved the world. And I always tell you about that every morning. Why? Because I found out from my father. How my father, what he went through. He told me how they mobilized. How in the name of God, in 3 months after Pearl Harbor, 3 months, we had all but three ships up and running. The whole Navy, the whole Pacific Fleet was up and running in 3 months after Pearl Harbor. We are a great people. And I said to my son Joey, I was talking about this, and the horror that we have been through, not to mention September 11th, and how we recover from all this. This is a weird time because it's a virus. How it got here, what it got. I'm telling you what, we're going to get through this. Compared to what we went through, this is something that we can handle and we will handle. And we'll get through it all. And we'll talk to Stephen Moore momentarily about the economy, what we have to do, and how we have to get back to work sooner than later. And how we have to up the drugs, the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak. Anything that has a remote a rate of cure of this virus, we should get in there. Redemsifier. You heard it all here. On the show early months ago. We've been talking about it. So I was so inspired as an American when I watched this documentary, how great we are and how proud I was of my father, what he did. His family comes from another country. They couldn't even speak English. They came in, and yet they drafted my pop. He goes in. Where do they send him? Back to Italy. Why? Because he spoke Italian. That's why they said, you're going to have to free the villages that your people were brought up in, because the Nazis have taken over. You know, the Nazis would take the food from the villages. They would take the fish and the pork and the livestock. The Nazis did that. It was a horrible time. We made it through there. I feel so emboldened as an American. We got this. We got this. Stay home. Is that what we have to do? Stay home? Sure, we could do that. You know, and we're gonna. So help me God, it's onward and forward, and we're gonna get through all of this. And I was on the phone a lot of the weekend talking with friends about what's happening with this virus, what's happening with the World Health Organization, and we're gonna be talking to Tom Basile about that. He's a conservative author, columnist for Fox News, and hear about all the bad things about the World Health Organization. My friends told me all the good things that the World Health Organization is doing. We'll have a debate about that. My argument is this: go back to Wuhan. Go back to China. What have I been saying till I'm blue in the face about where this starts, how it starts? And when you look, when I watch these documentaries about wartime in America, you could see someone attacked us, we had attacked them back, and it was just kind of more logical. But this virus got out, and again, I understand it wasn't. Was it a biological weapon? You know what? Excuse me. I'm not going to be conspiratorial, but they are looking into that. I'm just saying, how does it get out? Why were they developing this? Why were they working on this? How did the Obama administration send $3.7 million to this virology lab in Wuhan? How does that happen? It's just too suspect. That's the story. And so this does not happen again. But the bottom line is, you know what? You and me, we're going to get through this. Just use our parents and our grandparents, the greatest generation. If they went through that in the Second World War, you have to see it. You forget about the devastation. 6 million of our brothers and sisters killed in the Jewish religion. 6 million. Think about that. And you know what? That's what gets me incensed. When I see in the House of Representatives in the United States of America, they don't support the state of Israel. You tell me how we got there. You can't forget. You have to remember your history. And we have to stand fast, support our friends, and take pride in the greatness that we are as a country. They'll never be able to take that. As hard as the progressive socialists try, they're not going to take that away. Hey, Leonardo's been holding for a while. Sorry to keep you waiting, Leonardo. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe. One thing is, I really wanted to thank you guys for the laughter, the great music. I've done on Good Friday morning with Philip Sesa. It was beautiful.
Hey.
The opening song, Were You There? And I wanted to thank you for the information, the laughter. I called Frank on his show when a friend of mine from Belleville, New Jersey, passed away from this. And
he was
Frankie was extremely compassionate, very nice people you have there. I wanted to say I've been studying, because I heard you put a lead on it, the how long this actually stays in the air, especially in closed rooms. There's two sides to it, very contentious. But it turns out American Journal of Medicine, MIT, or New England Journal of Medicine, all of these are coming out with bioaerosol theory, that it actually is a lot smaller. And when you hear this droplet theory, it's old science that goes back to the 1950s, especially in closed rooms. And that when those started coming out, that's when the president and the task force said you should start wearing face coverings.
Right.
And the last thing I'd like to say is that the name of the disease now is, besides the Chinese virus, which is what I prefer, they're saying COVID-19, but the actual virus is SARS-CoV-2, which stands for the original SARS, except it's more contagious, severe acute respiratory syndrome. So that's what we're really dealing with, and I know they're on a panic.
And where did SARS come from, Leonardo? Where did SARS come from? Just asking, huh?
Same place that the bird flu came from, right?
Oh,
and listen, your father was a lawyer. The culpability element, whether it was intentional or it was gross negligence or it was recklessness, the impact is the same. It's just like I'd like to say about New York City also having a Jersey and New York up until this weekend, 58% of the dead were from the two states. Now reporting is coming in, and it's only 44%, right? The air pollution and the mass transit, but also how about all that extra money they gave to the 9/11 survivors that are passing away? There was something really toxic, and you remember the city was completely and everybody was breathing that. So it sounds like we've been weakened by whatever that toxic mix was, plus, you know, now this
Got
is
it.
Taking people out.
Leonardo, thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, good points, good points. I wear that mask from day one, and is it in the air? And the research I've done on this virus, this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, is if you're in, and this is the problem with the nursing homes, is it's circular. The virus circles back to get you again. Is that the wildest? How voracious is that? So you're in the nursing home. There's no air. They keep the windows closed. They want to keep everything sterile. And then that virus, it goes around the room, comes right back and attacks you again. That's the one thing. Like, I think the COVID numbers, the COVID death numbers are inflated. I bet you it's at half. This is me talking, because they say, they're just putting, and this is Dr. Birx talking too. She on the task force, the president's task force, she said that people are just putting down COVID-19 as cause of death. And I think those figures are so dramatically inflated. That is something that we're going to find out. But fact is, this is a voracious virus. You cannot dispute that. You can't stand next to me, behind me in a store, and put your foot on the case of beer that you're buying going, I'm not social distancing, because that's exactly how this will not go away. Because are there droplets in the air? Are there not droplets in the air? I don't know. You got a better safe than sorry. 718. Let me go to Charlie Finch before we break. Charlie, Professor, thanks for calling. Always great to hear from you. Happy Monday, Charlie.
Joe, in 1983, your friend Bruce Springsteen told his biographer Dave Marsh the following, quoting Bruce, "Isolation is the most dangerous thing. Nebraska was about that American isolation. What happens to people when they're alienated from their friends and their community and their government and their job? Because those are the things that keep you sane, that give meaning to life. And if they slip away and you start to exist in some void where the basic constraints of society are a joke, then they become a kind of joke and anything can happen." Sounds like President Trump. Now, we have to be smart. Yeah. We got two years of this, Joe. And a question for Big Al. My NYPD neighbor, Al Artiathis, brought me a six of Goose Island IPA yesterday. What is your recommendation about that, sir?
Thank you, Charlie. We'll get into the beer in a second. We're going to take a break. I'll answer that for you. But I got also the news here. Apparently, the bipartisan breakthrough. This is from Fox News. Everybody in Washington have unveiled a back to work plan for reopening economy, with emphasis on mass testing. So that's just breaking now. So they're going to come up with something. Hey, thank God the politicians are doing something. And Stephen Moore is going to join us momentarily. And we appreciate your calls at 877-970-2999. A lot to get into. And at 719, Debbie's got traffic for you. And then we'll check out about the beer. We'll check about everything. A lot to talk about. My gosh, we got 4 hours. Debbie, how you doing? Good weekend with you?
Yeah, let's see. What did I do? I went for a couple of walks.
Are you enjoying it? Is it like Charlie Finch was saying, though, and as Bruce said, Nebraska, one of my favorite all-time albums, if not my favorite from Bruce Springsteen, that isolation could be dangerous. Why do I like it? Something wrong with me? Why I like the quiet of it all?
Yeah, I'm catching up on a few books. I mean, I have been like, stopping by my parents and over by my dad's business to check on him. Even though it's closed, he still has to go to work and just check on everything. But the thing is, it is kind of strange, you know. It's like you're not doing all the normal everyday things. Yeah. So
we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back soon enough. But what I did see was traffic. I couldn't believe all the people on the roads. I was so amazed. It was like nothing's happening. And we have that this morning as well, Deb.
That's for sure. I think a lot of people just on a Sunday. Yesterday was so gorgeous. They just went out for a nice drive yesterday because it was so beautiful. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, for our essential workers out here. I do see an accident over at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge on the lower level. It looks like you're seeing some delays here on the Queen side, lower level, getting into town at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge. Again, thank you to our essential workers out there going to and from work for us. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the Taconic southbound at 52 and East Fishkill. That's an accident as well. It's a little bit busy for you on the Merritt Parkway in both directions between the area of exit 44 and exit 42 out through Westport and Fairfield. Some ongoing road work there. And 17 eastbound getting down toward the thruway in Harriman. That's ongoing construction. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today, high of 56. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, the answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. And we're not claiming any miracle cures here, but for me, Balance of Nature has been nothing shy of miraculous for me. This is such the best thing that I've done on this radio journey is meet Dr. Douglas Howard and his beautiful family, the Howard family, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. Cause I used to call myself a vitamin junkie. You know, I would take every vitamin, man. I knew everything. I would spend my time in the vitamin stores, you know, and get everything. Then I sat down with Dr. Howard and his wife Sue and Lex, their son. And I had a million questions. I want to tell you, I was probably the most annoying person to be with. I'm saying, well, what about this? What about this vitamin? What about Dr. Howard's knowledge of all that's good for you is mind-boggling. He knows it all. He practiced in Russia and America, and he came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. This is me talking to you now. This is Joe talking to you. The Balance of Nature is fantastic because it's in a vegetarian capsule and it builds up your immune system. It's fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. And why no one has come up with this before, I don't know, but here we have it now and you're able to get it and get this great deal, free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. That from the Howard families. So strengthen your immune system. That's what you have to do. And Lord knows, I've been just so vigilant taking my Balance of Nature. And by the grace of God, it's been working great for me. And I feel if it works for me, it will work for you. And you could try. You have your own health coach if you call 800-246-8751. So if you're hanging, you got a cup of coffee, you might want to call 800-246-8751. 751. Ask for the health coach. You talk to your health coach, and they'll walk you through everything the way the Howards walked me through it. And I think that you're going to love Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Just remember, please, to use the discount code THEANSWER.
Dan Proft warns of health care going forward.
A depressed economy will lead to a much poorer and sicker society, talking about saving lives on an ongoing basis. You know, the lives of people who have heart disease, who have cancer. What is the healthcare system going to be like for all of us on a go-forward basis if we crater our economy?
The Dan Proft Show. Weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Neiman Marcus could be filing for bankruptcy reorganization as soon as this week. It has temporarily shut all 43 of its Neiman Marcus locations, two dozen Last Call stores, and its two New York Bergdorf Goodman stores. It does have some employees filling online orders. Reuters says the company missed two loan payments last week. It spent the last few years trying to avoid bankruptcy, though Standard & Poor's now says it believes the company's prospects for a turnaround are increasingly low. Pepsi is getting the okay to buy Rockstar Energy. The New York Post says the Federal Trade Commission determined buying the energy drink brand will not reduce competition. Pepsi is paying $3.85 billion for Rockstar. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
This is Mark Davis from 660 AM The Answer in Dallas-Fort Worth for townhall.com. Sure feels better to be discussing the potential path out of this COVID-19 nightmare in contrast to the last month of wondering when we could even talk about restarting the economy and our lives. White House has a solid framework for what that plan looks like, and we need that hope. As we begin the inspiring and energizing road back to some semblance of normalcy, we better not lose sight of the hazards that can arise along the way. Even as some businesses reopen, some folks should wait to return due to age or other vulnerabilities. Gloves, masks, and social distancing, it's going to be with us for a good while more. And we absolutely need reliable, widespread testing. We are on our way out of this, but it'll take every measure of our national resolve and our personal commitment to do it successfully. But we can do this.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, preparing leaders for the public square. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on am970, The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio, 728. Stephen Moore is a former Donald Trump economic advisor, economist with the Heritage Foundation. He's got that great book called Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Stephen, welcome back to the show, brother. So great to have you with us this morning.
Hi, Joe. Good to be with you. And by the way, I'm honored that
last week, Donald Trump appointed me to his economic recovery task force. So back working with the president, and we're going to get this economy up and running just about everywhere. I'm just a little worried about New York.
Yeah, you know what, Stephen? Thanks for and congratulations with that. I always appreciate the president keeping you close, Stephen, because you're really a common sense guy with incredible knowledge. And if I may start here, I see there's a bipartisan House caucus unveils back to work plan to restart the economy. That's hitting the news now. Do you know anything about that, Stephen Moore?
Well, this is the are you talking about this plan that that they put forward to try to get.
Yeah. Yep,
the economy reopened,
Well, what are you thinking?
Plan. Basically, look, it's very simple, Joe. We have got to get the American economy reopened, you know, around the country. Now, New York City is a little bit of a special case, obviously, because you had so many cases of coronavirus there. But, you know, there's so many areas of the country that are not like New York City that have very few cases. And, you know, in my opinion, what you have to do is keep the senior citizens, the people over the age of 70, and about 70 to 80% of the cases are people over the age of 70. So you want to keep them safe. You want to keep them in the quarantine so that they don't get infected. It's safe for most workers to, if they use the best public health measures, Joe, if they use gloves and if they use masks and if they do the social distancing and disinfectants and things of that nature, you know, we know from many of our businesses that are already up and running, you can do this and keep your workers safe. But Joe, we have a $20 trillion economy. Remember a month and a half ago, we were talking about how we had the greatest economy ever in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
And we were just zooming ahead. I think we can get back on that track in a safe way. And my prediction is by the end of the summer, we could actually start to be in a pretty nice recovery. But every day that goes by, because Joe, I can't tell you, every day I'm getting 10 or 12 calls from people who own businesses, the men and women who really are the spinal cord of our economy. They're the ones employ 10 or 20 or 30 workers. And they're telling me, Joe, they can't go another month without revenues. If they do, they're going to go out of business. So we got to think about our workers and we got to think about our small businesses.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen Moore, for saying that, because I see SBA.gov, you see the PPP, and some people, like if you're like an independent contractor, like the gals that come in, I mean, really, clean my house. The gal, they have a great business,
right.
Independent woman, you know, she has her own business. Those aren't salaried workers. They're not like full-time employees. She's subcontracting them out. There's no money for people like that, but I hear there's something in the works that will take care of small business people in that regard. Stephen, yes?
But look, you know, here's the problem, Joe. I mean, you're right. I mean, we're going to have programs. But look, folks, if we don't have our economy, if we don't have people actually producing things and we don't have our businesses up and running, I mean, pretty soon we're just going to run out of things, right? I mean, it doesn't matter how much money the government's passing out. You know, Milton Friedman, my great, the great economist one of the greatest economists who ever lived, used to say, you know, you can't make an economy healthy by stuffing $100 bills in helicopter windows and dropping them out of the cities, over the cities. I mean, that just doesn't work. Eventually, you're just going to inflate the currency. You're going to run out of things. It doesn't matter how many of these trillion-dollar bills Congress passes. And, you know, the Fed, I don't know if you've been noticing what the Fed is doing, Joe, but they're just the printing presses are just going overload, printing money. But I'm telling you, that is not a long-term solution to our problem. We've got these businesses, if they don't get, because, you know, for a small business, you've run a small business, I've run a small business. If you don't have revenues, you don't have customers, it's like your oxygen supply, right? And the body bags are not just going to be some of the people. It's going to be these businesses. And they cannot reopen. Once the business is dead, you can't reopen it.
Yeah. Well, now that we've flattened the curve, quote unquote, and I know it's way early, Stephen Moore, how do you suggest we go about it? Because it is time to go back to work. And you see all these protests happening, you know, all around the country. People are just antsing to get out. And how do we start that? I mean, and do we do it sooner rather than later, Stephen?
Yeah, we do it sooner. We should have. I'd like to have seen the president stick with the Easter, weekend because, as I said, there are probably 12 or 14 cities, New York being the hardest hit, that are going to have to go slower, right? Because you just have so many cases. But that means 80% of the counties have had almost no cases of coronavirus. In those areas, certainly we got people back to work. That's number one. Number two.
as I said earlier, we know the vulnerable populations. You know, we're learning more and more about this virus every day, Joe. And we know that most of the people who are dying are people in nursing homes, people over the age of 75, people who have a chronic disease, that is people who have diabetes or people mm-hmm. who have congenital heart problems. Those people you definitely want to keep safe and keep them sequestered. And then other people you start to, and better young people. What, Joe, explain to me why we shut down our schools. Because there's young people don't, you know how many young people under the age of 15 have died from coronavirus? You know, you could count them on one hand. Young people actually are not, they don't get sick from corona, with some exceptions, but very few. And so we ought to start getting our schools back up and running. We ought to start thinking about more. And by the way, I hate this term, Joe. I don't know about you. Essential employees, non-essential employees. Joe, everybody who works, everybody who has a job in this country is essential.
We're
all essential, Joe.
It's so funny. How do you tell somebody you're not essential? Sorry, pal. Sorry, you're not going to get
it. I hate that. I mean, the only non-essential workers are a lot of the people who work for government that sit around. I mean, and they're the ones, you know, it's amazing. You look at the employment numbers. The only people who haven't lost their jobs are government employees.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. They're all being paid,
and
man.
And university professors. And university professors.
But do you address that when you're at one of these meetings? I mean, do you say, like, I mean, the government, God bless them, nothing against them, but it's people who are really, they're still on the payroll. The judges are still on the payroll, but we can't go to court. I mean, really, what's going on with that?
I know. We're paying people 100% of their salaries, but they're not actually on the job, many of them. Look, what I told the president, and by the way, it's kind of cool because the people on this economic task force are, you know, Arthur Laffer, Steve Forbes, and myself, and we're so proud of being on that. And so we have had one meeting so far with the president, and he said to each of us, what would you do? And we all agreed. Number one, Mr. President, in the safest way possible, get this American economy, get Americans back to work. Because I think Americans want to get back to work. Most of us want to get back on our job and being productive. And my wife hates me being around every day at home. I mean, she's going to kill me. So that's number one. We've got to have the economy open as quickly and safely as possible. I don't want people to say, oh, Steve Moore wants people to die. No, I want to use the best public health measures, and we're getting treatments. We're starting to get the testing. That's all positive. And then number two, Joe, I wonder what you think about this one. How about a payroll tax cut, a suspension of the payroll tax for the rest of the year for every small business in America? You get a and that means you reduce their payroll costs by 7.5%. That means they're going to have an incentive to hire workers. And then every worker, we have 150 million workers in this country. Even minimum wage workers would get a 7.5% increase in their paycheck. You don't think that'll stimulate the economy? What do you think,
Joe? Yeah, beautiful. You're right on the money. Stephen, so walk me through this, man, before we let you go. Stephen Moore, the great Stephen Moore with us. And I love that you're so grounded and such a good guy, Stephen. We love that about you and so appreciate you being on the show. So when you go in, so you go face-to-face with President Trump. And here you're on the president's committee.
Let me just clarify. So, you know, in the last few weeks, we would be meeting face to face with the president. I think going forward we will, but for the next several weeks we do it via conference call.
And then you and Steve Forbes, the great Steve Forbes, my personal friend, is great. He's on this committee as well.
Oh yeah, and it was great because he first said, "Well, Arthur Laffer, what do you think?" And by the way, I mean, some of the other people on the call. I mean, people like the CEO of Tesla and Bill Ford, the CEO of Ford Motor Company. And I'm like, what am I doing with all these guys? You know, these CEOs are amazingly
this
smart
is great.
People. And I don't know how I got. I'm the one with the dunce cap in that group. But
no, anyway. you know, I tell you, I love your positive energy too, and you were great with John Catsimatidis. Our pal, who has that great show. John is the best. And you said on John's show that we may indeed have turned the corner. And you still stick to that, yes?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not a health expert, but I am looking at those numbers, Joe. And we have started to flatten the curve. in a lot of areas. There are very few cases, you know, left. Now that, you know, we don't exactly know what's going to happen in the future. This is a virus we're still learning about. But yeah, look at the stock market, Joe. By the way, the futures, when I went to bed last night, I haven't looked this morning, on the Dow, they were up another 700 points. So, that's the best way. I look at the stock market in the morning just because that incorporates all the information we have about what's happening with coronavirus. People say, ask me, what's driving the stock market now? I say, what's driving the stock market is Johns Hopkins report, you know, medical report about what's happening with cases. And we have flattened the curve. It really looks like it. And that, hallelujah, because that means we can get people back to work. We can start not. And by the way, you know, I live in Virginia. Our idiot governor doesn't want to open up the economy until June 15th. You know, and then I saw this report by one of the New York officials. I don't know if it was your mayor or saying, well, we may have to go past 4th of July. I'm like, you're going to have tumbleweeds down Fifth Avenue if you do that. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't keep that great, great city shut down for another. That's insane, Joe. It's insane.
Stephen, you're
the greatest city in the world.
Thank you, my brother. Stephen Moore right there. He's on the president's committee, how to reopen this country. Stay with us, Stephen. Give Mr. Forbes our personal best. Trumponomics is the name of the book. Stephen Moore, thanks for your service to this great country, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Anytime.
Yeah, all right. That's the man, Stephen Moore, right there. I love his positive energy. Hey, Dr. Betsy McCoy, standing by on AM 970, The Answer. Al's going to give you some headline news right now, live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Restaurant chain Shake Shack is giving back the $10 million it got from the federal coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large chains that got a chunk of the $349 billion aimed at helping small businesses keep their workers on the payroll. Shake Shack said the loans were available for restaurant locations with less than 500 employees, which includes every one of the chain's 189 restaurants. But now the funding has dried up, and Shake Shack is giving the money back so restaurants that really need it can use it. New Jersey's health commissioner says the operator of a Sussex County nursing home where 17 bodies were found in a small morgue must correct the violations today that were found over the weekend. Commissioner Judith Percelli also says another 125 people died this weekend at nursing homes statewide. Governor Murphy says about 40% of the deaths in New Jersey have taken place at nursing homes. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The Garden State Parkway northbound at 159. It's a debris spill. One lane is blocked over there. Also, 8095 southbound getting into exit 71 down toward Leonia. It's an accident in the express lanes after you leave the GWB. Now, if you're heading over to the westbound side of the BQE right by Atlantic Avenue, getting reports of an accident there. Eastbound BQE still slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. That MTA essential subway plan remains in effect as well. 17 eastbound slowing down, getting down toward Harriman. It's left lane construction. Taconic South at 52. It looks like a debris spill there was just cleared. And over on the Merritt Parkway between 42 and 44, some ongoing construction. Cloudy today, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
As a business owner, you're in a difficult position today. Stay-at-home regulations, social distancing, and in some cases, extreme limitations on our individual liberties have caused small and medium businesses to question whether marketing during this time is the right thing to do. You're asking a lot of questions, and you're getting few, if any, answers. Salem Surround is here to help business owners during these challenging times. We're sponsoring free webinars April 22nd and 24th, featuring nationally known marketing and advertising experts Burrell & Associates. Named in the top 2% of worldwide consultants by Gerson Lehrman Group. They'll discuss how to manage marketing in times of crisis and examples of how some businesses actually thrive in difficult times. Attend virtually to hear some factual data on what you can do to keep your business top of mind, relevant, and vital to customers today. Two free seminars are offered each day, April 22nd or 24th, and limited spaces available. For times and to sign up, go to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the radio, 744 on AM 970 The Answer, 877-970-2999. So I guess I got to go back, Al. Charlie Finch mentioned the beer that he mentioned. So don't mention the beer because I know you weren't crazy about it, just so Charlie knows, right?
No, it's right? Not. It's not one of their best. Let's put it that way. They're okay. Because they're not known for making that particular beer. That's why it's not that good.
All right. Yeah. So
for making other good stuff,
I know. I just wanted to clear that up. Hey. So and we appreciate the tweets. We appreciate everybody being so positive. And I love this. This is from Karen on Twitter. Thank you, Karen, for following us. And it goes: the less you respond to rude, critical, argumentative people, the more peaceful your life will become. Al, I don't know what to tell
you. Are you saying that to me? Well, I'm a pretty happy person most of the time.
I guess so.
No, you know what? Let me explain something. So we mentioned it on social media. Bernard Kerik lost his mom over the weekend, right?
Yeah, so he tweeted about it.
He Instagrammed about it. He had pictures
of her. Sympathies to Commissioner Kerik. He lost his mom.
Terrible, right?
Yeah.
So I sent my condolences to him via social media. And I read the person right below where I had sent my condolences. And this woman is attacking Bernard Kerik. Oh, well, the reason why your mom died is because of this, and I don't mean to pour cold water on her. Like, are you kidding? So I went right back at her. I said, how insensitive are you? The man just lost his mother. Take your narrative elsewhere. Now's not the time to be stating that. The man just lost his mom.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful. Mr. Negative can be sympathetic. That's terrible.
But you know what, though, Frankie, it's true. Even in this time, how people still get nasty and watch it. That's what I try. Like some guy said to me, he goes, will you stop saying nice things about the governors of New York and New Jersey? I'm going like, I get it. I get political.
I don't get that.
I know. I swear to God.
No, they're evil. Anything they do, it's evil.
I don't agree politically with Andrew Cuomo or with Governor Murphy, but not now. We're at war. And then the analogy was made online. It's so true. During the Second World War, I told you about that terrible, tenuous time in this country. We could have lost everything. I mean, we could have lost everything as a country, but they stuck together. The press would have never said, they never would have said to FDR then, oh, so you knew about Pearl Harbor, huh? Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
He would have been impeached in February of 42.
You call the Japanese. That's racist.
But it's so funny that you use that example, because you remember what happened during World War II. Now, obviously, I recognize this is a public health crisis. It's a little different than a war.
Right.
But there are some similarities in terms of the level of public crisis and everything. Wendell Willkie was running against FDR in 1940. And what happened during the campaign? He basically stopped criticizing FDR, and this is the guy running against him, and said, you know what? Yeah. I support everything the president's doing on the war.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't work out for him electorally. But I think it conveyed a degree of patriotism and putting country above partisanship that we see too infrequently these days.
It's so true. And then I watch the press conference, and I look forward to the president comes out. He's trying to be nice, and he's trying to talk about, and then he starts talking about a nice Wall Street Journal article that was written about him, and actually showed, which I thought was very, very interesting. He showed a video of Andrew Cuomo saying nice things about the government. The president feels he has to defend himself, because then he opens it up to questions, and most of the folks are nice. But then one gal from CBS yesterday, I don't know her name.
Weijia Chang, you're referring to.
Was that the one?
Oh, yes. She was so rude to the president. Stop it. And she wouldn't stop. And, oh, well, did you know it? When did you know about this? When did, they don't say anything about China. And then the other kid from CNN, and when the president goes, and he's forced to say, oh, you're CNN, you're fake news. You don't matter anyway. And you break out laughing. The president has to defend himself because of these people attacking him like this. It's, please, not now. Afterwards, we could dissect why Nancy Pelosi said, come to Chinatown at the end of February. You could dissect why Mayor de Blasio said, come to New York. You could dissect it all. You could see what's happening in late February and March, what happened. You know, the Peter Navarro memo that went out. You know, but not right now. We're at war now. We have to stay positive, and we have to conquer this. And if you're going to go after anybody in the name of God Almighty, it's China who is the culprit here. They are just reprehensible. It's manslaughter, mass murder they've committed. And whether if it wasn't intentional and that wasn't a bioweapon that left that Wuhan virology lab, then it's the fact that they're so irresponsible, there should be reparations from China. And I'm telling you, and that's what the question, you know, that I almost want to address. And even maybe it's too early to even talk about that now. Let's just beat this sucker, and then we'll go against all the criticism.
I do think some of these reporters are looking for that gotcha moment. I think they're looking to try him in some way.
Absolutely.
But the other part of it is, I think the president does need to come out, give us the information, let the doctors do the talk, and walk away sometimes.
It's a never-ending battle.
He's not going to win.
You have got the best press secretary that's going to be, I'm telling you, you know, I'm a big fan of Dana Perino, and she was great with W. How difficult that must have been working for W. I mean, I know he's a great American and everything, but, I mean, his policies, I mean, really? But you got Kayleigh McEnany now, who is the press secretary, and I would absolutely, Al, you're absolutely, with great respect, and I respectfully submit, you come out, you say, look, here's where we are, here's what we're doing now, we got more tests than anywhere else in the world, and now this is how we're making it, and Vice President Pence is going to talk a little bit, and Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are going to talk a little bit. We got the Admiral here, and then questions from Kayleigh. But the President, I think he enjoys the give and take like that.
Yeah. But I think his last sentence every time.
You can't win.
His last sentence every time should be, and by the way, the virus came from China. And then open it. Okay. And just walk away. He should just leave the room.
I know we got to break. Al, your point is so well taken. That I'm telling you, when I was in college 100 years ago, they told me objectivity. I told you that 1,000 times. All these people that go through these ultra progressive socialist schools, they're taught to get you. You got to get you because they want to be. It's not journalism. It's gotcha journalism. It's gotcha. What can we do to put myself out there? That doesn't show you if anybody could ask an antagonistic question like that. The press, most of the press has been okay, but there are two or three organizations that are just, I'm telling you, they're irresponsible and they're reckless and they're dangerous to Americans at this point. 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame is out there. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. You know, Al mentioned that about the Holland Tunnel earlier this morning. The Holland Tunnel is going to be closed 6 nights this week. They're doing Superstorm Sandy-related repairs. So the Holland Tunnel into New York will be closed from 11 o'clock at night until 5 in the morning this week. So, again, keep that in mind heading into town in the morning. So let's go out to 17 eastbound, getting out toward Harriman. Some ongoing construction over there, guys. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 8095 South Express Lanes, exit 71 in Leonia, leaving the GWB with an accident there. Garden State Parkway North at 159, a debris spill. Watch out for some police department activity. Again, thank you to our essential workers for getting to the scene of that. Westbound side of the BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. It's an accident over there as well. We're still seeing delays eastbound BQE through the Brooklyn Bridge. Queens Midtown Tunnel, it's some ongoing construction city bound. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. You know, he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code PRAGER.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Hey, it's Piscopo. That's me. It's 7:55 on AM970 The Answer. Joe Lumberg! Joey, thanks for calling in. How you doing? Good weekends, my friend?
Good weekend. Yeah, I hope you're doing well.
You had a great time. I love Joe. We got to tell you, if you listen, Joe sent me a picture. Homemade pizza. He sent me a picture. That pizza looked great. Was that homemade with the dough and everything, Joe?
That was homemade. My daughter has a bread book, and I found the recipe in it for it, and I made the homemade sauce myself with garlic and onion in it. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, you put onion in your sauce. Look at you. Yeah. I remember those days. Joe, it looks spectacular after your 70-mile bike ride, for crying out loud, right? Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you saw that.
Oh, man, I got on yesterday. I got on the bike yesterday, though. I tell you what, I worked it yesterday because the hills, man. I don't know how you're doing it. But again, it gets all the kinks out of my body. How are we doing? Weather-wise, is okay for the rest of the week, Joey? What are you hearing?
Weather, it's not going to be warm this week. I hate to say it, but it's going to be on the cool side today. Maybe one of the better days because we'll have clouds now, then some sunshine later, and we'll be in the upper 50s to about 60 degrees today. Probably that warm tomorrow, but you got to watch out for a shower and gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon ahead of a cold front. Then sunshine, blustery, cold for Wednesday, only low 50s. We moderate back closer to 60 Thursday and Friday, but with some rain in the forecast.
Joey, when's it going to bring? When's it going to be springtime, my brother? Springtime, I'm waiting for it. Come on. Anytime soon?
You want warmth and sunshine, you're going to have to wait at least the next 2 weeks. We're going to be into early May before there's any semblance of warmth around here.
My goodness gracious, we could use it. Joe Lumberg, great job. Thank you. Great pizza, man. Send some to the studio, please. Thank you, Joe. For Joe, he made a great looking pizza, I got to tell you. Hey, it's Joey on the radio. Dr. Betsy McCoy is going to join us next hour. Tom Basile is he's a conservative author, columnist for Fox News, and we'll be talking about the World Health Organization with Tom. Dr. Shannon Sovndal, a board certified ER doctor, author of the book Fragile. She's here. He is here to answer any questions that you may have about the virus. 877-970-2999. Liz Claman, more business. Let's get back to work, man. It's time we get back to work. Liz Claman will break that down for us. And Joshua Phillips as well. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You know, we got this. We're going to get this. I'm telling you, it's time to go back to work. And like my friend Nina Radcliffe said, she was so great. She said, you know, when you're at war,
at war, you're going to have casualties. And God forgive me for even thinking about that, but we got to turn this around. And it's time to get out there. It's time to open up everything. And if it gets really bad, we could always, always pull it back, you know. But it's time to get the jump on everything. Now, I think if you disagree, you're always welcome to call top of the hour, 877-970-2999. You know what? Bottom line is this. We got this. We're a great country, and we got this. We're Americans, man. And we're coming right back at you. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 7:58. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Starting today, New Jersey Transit adding to its bus schedules during the COVID-19 epidemic. It'll add extra trips to certain bus routes, creating a modified service level to support essential workers. The move also helps with social distancing on board buses to comply with Governor Murphy's executive order. Riders can view the new schedules at njtransit.com. There's a new coronavirus testing site for Ocean County residents in Weartown at the Ocean County Fire and First Aid Training Center off Route 9. The site includes an indoor drive-thru. The testing is by appointment only. Officials say patients must have symptoms of coronavirus. U.S. oil prices are crashing. West Texas Intermediate crude has fallen more than 20%, down $4.01 a barrel to $14.26, while international benchmark Brent crude is down $1.08 to $27 a barrel. The WTI price is the lowest in more than 20 years. The coronavirus pandemic sucking the life out of economic activity around the world and crippling demand for oil and all energy products. And the NYPD is enforcing social distancing violations when they find crowds gathered. Over the weekend, police busted a large group inside a Brooklyn barbershop on Avenue L in Canarsie. Police say 60 summonses for violating social distancing rules were issued. A witness says a crew inside the barbershop were filming a music video. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.